Next year's Young Musician has launched its latest talent search, a new jazz award as well, and Nicola Benedetti as ambassador, and Her Excellency, I gather, is lying on her chaise somewhere at home in between performances. Good evening, Nicola.
I'm not lying anywhere.
No, lovely to have you with us. So what does ambassador mean then for this?
Well, I think we're sort of in the process of defining it at the moment, really. It could mean a whole load of things, but I think at the moment it's primarily a sort of an action of support from me and very much an endorsement, and I hope to be a collaboration with the competition. I mean, it's such an important part of my my development. It was such an important day for me, and gave me an enormous platform, an enormous opportunity, for which I'll always be grateful.
Yeah, well, it's a big spotlight, and it's an enormous amount of tension. What do you need, do you think, apart from the talent and the brilliance? You need certain nerves of steel, I think, to be in this competition, don't you?
Well, I don't have nerves of steel, and I did okay. So I don't think they're necessary. I think preparation in order to deal with whatever nerves are thrown at you on the day. I mean, I remember the night before the final and before the first round. Those two I found probably the most nerve-wracking. I literally didn't sleep at all, and I did feel incredibly nervous, but my preparation was extremely thorough, and I felt that no matter sort of what was going through my mind, I had all the tools and the skills to really be able to make the most of how I'd prepared.
Yeah, I mean, so much talent comes to the fore, I think, in this, doesn't it? I mean, that's also the great thing about BBC Young Musician, that it gathers a tremendous talent and focuses maybe our attention on an enormous amount of young talent.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the exposure of young instrumentalists to the world of the classical industry.
Something like 400 last year, I think, there were.
Exactly. Well, that performing world needs to know about all of those young people. But I think for them, more than the chance to be exposed and to get recognition, sort of exterior recognition, I think the seriousness of the preparation that's required, the whole thing being recorded and broadcast on television, and with a professional orchestra in these big concert halls, you know, those opportunities are not ones that a lot of young musicians get that easily. Even just simply the chance to play with orchestra, it's something that a lot of non-musicians don't think about so much. But to stand up and play a concerto with an orchestra behind you, it is a terrifying thing if you have never done it before.
No, and especially if you've chosen a nice easy piece like the Szymanowski.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, but it really is an opportunity that young people have to really fight hard to get. I listen to young people playing all the time, and also college student ages, you know, in 18, 19, 20 and older, who have never played with orchestra before, and they wouldn't know where to look to find the opportunity to play with orchestra. I mean, a young musician obviously gives that, and also, you know, the earlier rounds with the pressure of the standard that's required. I think all of those things teach you and push you so much.
Yeah, well, new jazz award this year too.
Yes,
you wouldn't have tempted you 10 years ago, would it, to be a bit of a jazzer?
I don't think I would have done very well. Even today, I don't think I would do very well, no.
But it's
a brilliant addition. I'm so happy to hear about that.
Yeah, well, and of course, there's just look at the young players we get through the studio, from yourself onwards, really. There's an incredible talent there. I mean, I think sort of somehow osmotically, everybody's got better and better and better. So it's a tough... The other thing is, it's a tough world, isn't it, in the end?
That's the thing. I mean, the competition, like I said, it can give you that that experience of playing with orchestra, the experience of having to prepare meticulously for something, and it gives you the exposure and allows the classical music industry, if you do well in the competition, to know of you. But really, the test begins after that. And if you do decide to start performing and to sort of take that as a beginning of some sort of a career, then every single performance counts, and it can be, you know, that's when the challenge really begins.
Well, if they turn out as well as you have, they'll be all right.
Aww. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Nikki, lovely to hear you. And
oh, it's so nice to
see you in the studio soon.
And, yes, I hope so.
And here you are. Actually, the last time you were here, I think it was Alexei, of course, playing. And here you both are together. So we're going to send you off into paradise with your beloved. It's Foray. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Sean. Thank you.